It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
When an honest man discovers he is mistaken, he will either cease to be mistaken or cease to be honest. Unknown author. And another quote from Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorite sources of literature. It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. And if I could add a third quote, a second from Thoreau, that I've repeated before, but that's imperative for people to understand. Thoreau said so long ago, "Thank God men cannot fly, lest they would lay waste to the sky as they have done to the earth." That reality is now. Honesty and honor, is there any left? How can dire threats be dealt with when the majority of first world populations are unwilling to face the truth? Doom and gloom denialism. Last week I suffered through nearly an entire day listening to the major so-called conservative and so-called liberal radio talk shows. What do they have to offer in either case? From both sides of the fence, well-orchestrated division and distraction. Nothing more. Nothing. No mention whatsoever of any critically important frontline data, data on which our collective futures depend. Nothing. And that's the point with the whole left, right, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican orchestrated paradigm. Total polarization, distraction, divided populations, and thus the overall death march of the human race continues on its current course. In regard to the denial of reality, here's the sad but undeniable truth. So far, the vast majority of Americans don't want the truth on countless subjects. Most don't want to know the truth about the obvious and undeniable vaccine dangers, dangers that have now been confirmed by peer-reviewed study. Most don't want the truth about fluoridated water, about cell phones, radio frequency dangers, about GMO foods, about pesticides, about what really happened on 9/11, about the fact that the U.S. military is not occupying 150 nations around the globe to spread freedom and democracy. It's something very different. And certainly the vast majority of the population so far absolutely do not want to face the fact that they have been forced into the role of being an unknowing test subject in a massively destructive and extremely toxic global experiment that is going on over their heads almost every day. That experiment is known as geoengineering, climate engineering, or solar radiation management. I could go on and on and on. Choosing to deny reality won't magically make that reality go away. If you don't want frontline data on the most critical issues on which our collective futures depend, then you're listening to the wrong radio broadcast. If, on the other hand, you're willing to abandon bias, ideology, and preconception, if you're willing to actually do objective investigation, if you're willing to face the truth head on, no matter how dire that truth is, which is, by the way, the hallmark of a healthy mind, then stay tuned. To say one cares about the truth is one thing. To behave as if one truly does is another. On a final note to other radio media sources, if you're not addressing the most critical frontline issues, why not? Why not? This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for April 21st, 2018. As always, this is a commercial-free news hour brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. This broadcast is throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. These materials are essential if you wish to effectively wake others. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org at our approximate cost of producing and shipping. This week's Jim Fair event, with a fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth so that you can pick up materials and help to raise awareness around you. This week started yesterday, San Diego, California, Scottish Rite Event Center, goes through tomorrow. You can find out more details on the Jim Fair home Page. Next week in Santa Rosa, California, April 27th through 29th, the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Sonoma County that burnt to the ground. Conditions that were absolutely, positively, undeniably orchestrated by climate engineering operations. There is no question about this if you choose to actually research. And for those who roll their eyes and walk away and ram their head in the sand, that won't save you. Conditions are unraveling around the globe on every front. Climate engineering is the single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. And that is not to say that there are not countless other threats and countless other forms of human damage to the planet. There are. But must we not deal with the greatest threat first and foremost? That's why I focus on climate engineering so extensively. Because as the biosphere implodes and climate engineering operations are the single greatest assault ever launched against the web of life by the human race, and as the biosphere implodes, everything else will follow. Every other point becomes moot. That's why I focus on what I focus on. On that note, Earth Day today at the Reading City Hall, geoengineeringwatch.org, fully stocked staffed information booth with free materials there all day. I will be there all day long to answer any and every question on this issue. And we will pass out free materials to anyone who attends and is willing to help circulate those materials. Time is absolutely not on our side. If you're in the area, go to the Earth Day event in Reading. Pick up materials. Help us to raise awareness. And on the theme of raising awareness, more data is surfacing all the time. That's pulling back the curtain on the medical industrial pharmaceutical complex and the degree of deception they have perpetrated on the American population. Here's a new report. American College of Pediatricians latest to warn of Gardasil HPV vaccine dangers. And for this medical community in Northern California that wants to pretend that everything's fine, it's not fine. We are damaging our children with known toxic vaccinations, and it's about time any caring parent, back to what I stated at the beginning of this broadcast, there's a very big difference between stating you care and behaving as if you do. From this report, the once-held theory that the human HPV Gardasil vaccine was safe has officially been proven false. Research fraud has been exposed. Alarm bells have sounded, and the dominoes of perceived safety are falling rapidly now in succession. The gravity and severity of the damning information exposing the dangers of the HPV vaccine is now in focus. As parents begin to report severe adverse reactions to their daughters directly after the HPV shot was administered, those in positions to act did nothing. And a medical and political system that believes in the, quote, false idea of herd immunity. Severe adverse vaccine reactions are simply not calculated into the big picture. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 was enacted to protect pharmaceutical companies from any damage their vaccines cause. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was also created at the same time as a way to sweep the growing number of vaccine injuries under the rug. How helpful has the Vaccine Childhood Injury Act been? A 2014 oversight report from the United States Government Accountability Office states most claims took multiple years and many settled through negotiation. The program was awarded over $3 billion, has awarded over $3 billion to victims of vaccine injury to date. $3 billion. Final statement from this report. Parents of the children injured by the shot are left to wade through an uneducated medical establishment giving false diagnosis, improper therapies and drugs, and a frustrating search to recover their child's health. Given all that I have just covered, now let's consider this direct quote from Reading's own Dr. Mark Pierce from the Conscious Living radio show in Northern California. Here's the quote. So, let's get those kids back in and get them vaccinated. Your words, Dr. Pierce. So I would ask this. Does the fact that the pharmaceutical industrial complex is paying per patient bonuses for vaccinating have anything to do with your pushing vaccinations without telling the truth about the now proven dangers? Only one example from many. It's up to each and every one of us to expose those that are profiting off products that are now proven to damage the health of our children. Another headline. No U.S. government warnings listed for dangerous HPV Gardasil vaccine. Dr. Andrew Molden, I encourage everyone to read this book online. Every vaccine produces harm. Exceptional publication. You want to know the truth? Face it. Don't run from it. A final headline to consider on the vaccine insanity. This report is from vaccineimpact.com. Former vaccine bully, quote, board certified pediatrician now claims unvaccinated children are the healthiest. And let's remember what I've quoted in previous programs. Statistically, now scientifically proven, children vaccinated in Africa are 5 times more likely to die in the first 5 months of their life. 500% more mortality in the vaccinated kids. How many statistics do we need? Now, I want to give an update on the NOAA documents, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that we have received from NOAA due to our lawsuit against the Department of Commerce because NOAA would not respond to our Freedom of Information Act. I want to give one small excerpt because we haven't reviewed these documents thoroughly enough to give any full report yet. But consider this excerpt from the what information we have received. Local forecast offices will no longer, quote, own the forecast. The focus will be on consistency over accuracy. This is right from the NOAA documents we received. What does that mean? It means everyone is reading a script exactly as I have stated over and over and over on this program. The next excerpt below this headline is this. Note, this sheet tells managers how to respond to your inquiries about the new CONOPS. This is concept of operations. That's what it means. It means their instructions. Please note that what you are told by your manager may not be what the manager actually thinks about the CONOPS, the concept of operations, but is in fact what they are told to think. That's exactly what it states, what they are told to think. Consistency over accuracy, they are all reading a script. I'll give more update on the NOAA documents we have as we go through them. We expect many more. They're bleeding them out. We were supposed to get 7,000. We've only gotten a few so far, but we are working diligently behind the scenes with a system that has been set up for decades to hamper such efforts. So for those who think you can walk down, fill out a few forms, file a lawsuit, and have some results, that's not the case. Geoengineeringwatch.org and our legal team are doing our best behind the scenes against a massively powerful criminal government that has stacked the system for decades to make our efforts very difficult, but we are pressing forward just the same. One note, I want to repeat again, do not threaten in any way in comments on any of the geoengineeringwatch.org comment threads. If you post anything that's threatening in any way, your comment will not be posted. Posting constructive comments and perspectives and data helps our cause. Threatening comments do not. They will not be posted. Moving on. This headline is just to serve. This next headline is to serve as yet another glaring example of the business as usual cover-up of ongoing environmental decimation by the military-industrial fossil fuel industry complex. And again, I'll state over and over, environmental decimation, the collapse of the biosphere and ecosystems is the bottom line. When that happens, nothing else matters. Here's the headline. Oil leak from Keystone Pipeline, 89 times worse than originally thought. What a surprise. That's always the case. It's always exponentially worse than we are being told. From this report, misreported leak volumes are the norm following oil spills as companies investigate accidents. Business as usual, cover it up, deny it, pretend it didn't happen. And there's this report of ongoing nuclear contamination at the Harvard nuclear weapons facility from the LA Times and other sources. Contamination from nuclear cleanup forced a shutdown. Investigators want to know who is responsible, as if they don't know already. Cover up, cover up, cover up. The report continues. As crews demolished a shattered nuclear weapons plant during 2017 in central Washington, specks of plutonium were swept up in high gusts and blown miles across the desert plateau above the Columbia River. The releases at the Department of Energy cleanup site spewed unknown amounts of plutonium dust into the environment. Let's remember what I already reported on. A new report that the nuclear tests done in our own country were indirectly responsible for the deaths of 450,000, almost a half a million U.S. citizens. How many even care about that while they're clicking their iPhones and playing with their shiny gadgets? We must face the truth. And no matter how dire the information is on this report, we can't change directions unless we know where we stand. We can't. Hiding from the truth won't make it go away. Bear with me till the end of this broadcast. I'll give instructions on how you can help us to change directions, but you can't help unless you're willing to face the truth first. On that note, although I don't have enough time to cover it in this broadcast, let's not forget the ongoing triple reactor nuclear meltdown in Fukushima with no known technology to fix this cataclysm. Does the U.S. mainstream media ever mention this triple nuclear fallout volcano scenario? No. They're far too busy focusing on Mr. Trump's long list of extramarital activities. Moving on, then there's this headline report from the UK Express. British coast legally used as dumping ground of palm oil by foreign tankers. Just giving one more of countless examples. Business as usual, decimate the planet until nothing's left. From this report, urgent calls have been made for ships to be penalized if they dump large quantities of poisonous palm oil off the coast of Britain in a bid to stop them from contaminating the waters. A quote from the MP of Southeast Cornwall said this, "It causes me a great deal of concern that current legislation allows cargo ships to flush out their tanks if they are more than 12 miles offshore." Is it any wonder that everything is dying? The oceans are superheating, stratifying, deoxygenating, and being used as a giant toxic dumping ground all over the world. The human species is not behaving as if it wants to survive very long on this planet. And on the current course, mathematically speaking, we will not be here much longer. Mathematical fact. On that note, moving on to more headlines. This new headline report from Newsweek and other sources, Earth will start becoming a desert by 2050 if global warming isn't stopped, study says. There we have the same type of wording, if, may, might, could. No, it's happening right now. Not by 2050, it's happening now. On the current course, no one will be here in 2050, 2040, or likely even 2030. And as I state so many times, I'm not asking anyone to believe me. I'm asking you to investigate the current statistics that we have available to us right now. With ecosystems imploding all over the globe, desertification occurring all over the globe, crop failure occurring all over the globe, it's happening right now. We've lost 2/3 of Earth's wildlife in the last 40 years. Insect populations down 80 to 90% globally. If the insects can't make it, how long will we be here? And we have studies like this that pretend it's somewhere off in the horizon. Not true. Designed to pacify the population. From this report, more than 25% of the Earth will experience serious drought and desertification by the year 2050 if the attempts made by the Paris Climate Agreement to curb global warming are not met, according to a new study by the journal Nature Climate Change. The study, which was published on Monday, claims that if the Earth's average yearly temperature is raised by 2 degrees Celsius, which is 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, in the next 32 years, the areas of the world experiencing aridification or drying of the planet will increase. What a ridiculous report. The Paris Climate Conference means nothing, designed to distract the population. No mention of climate engineering, which is drying out the planet. You cannot have, on a warming planet, less precipitation unless you have a factor that's not being acknowledged. That factor is climate engineering. These reports are all incredibly deceptive. They're propaganda, nothing more. The problem's not off on the horizon, it's here now, and the single greatest destructive factor on the planet is climate engineering, the greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. But that being said, that does not negate, please hear me, does not negate the countless other forms of anthropogenic damage to the planet. We are trashing the planet from every direction. And for so many who claim they're quoting me as saying climate engineering is the only problem, I never, ever said that. Never. I'm simply saying it's the biggest hole in the bottom of a boat that has many, many holes in it. We must deal with the biggest problem first, must we not? So please hear me. Please don't misquote me. I'm not saying climate engineering is the only problem. I'm not saying climate engineering is the only thing warming our planet. Every form of human activity that alters the energy balance of the planet is a form of geoengineering. This being said, the intentional attempt to re-engineer the climate are nothing less than weather warfare and biological warfare due to the toxic elements being used in climate engineering operations. Moving on to our unfolding, abrupt global climate collapse. The next report is from a website, aplus.com. Deceptively gorgeous map illustrates a scorching, and in the headline says, and preventable future. Now, you can't just turn off what's happening. The planet we've known is done. It will not recover in any time frame that matters. This being said, we could potentially yet still salvage some of Earth's life support systems if, and only if, we collectively face the truth and help to wake others and change our direction, complete change of direction. Only if that happens do we have any chance of salvaging what is yet left of Earth's life support systems. From this report, temperatures worldwide are still climbing at an alarming rate. Yes, that is the fact of the matter. Short of the chemical ice nucleation processes and the rearrangement of upper-level wind currents to push cold air to various places where engineered winter events are being repeated over and over and over, places like Erie, Pennsylvania, and Buffalo, New York, where they create a snow record and the headlines they need to convince populations where temperatures are soaring off the charts that it's winter somewhere, so everything must be okay. At geoengineeringwatch.org, you can search the patents for these processes, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. I want to repeat, so this sinks in, as I've stated in previous programs, there's no legitimate discussion about the climate without discussing climate engineering first and foremost, and no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without discussing chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, the means by which the climate engineers are able to confuse and divide the population as to the true extent of climate collapse until the last possible moment. And back to this particular headline that states that it's still preventable, also a lie. What are they referring to? Climate engineering that academia is pretending has not already been deployed 70 years ago and now doing horrific damage. There is no other card to play except this, exposing and halting climate engineering. That's the greatest leap we can take in the right direction if we plan on surviving much longer on this planet. Another headline. Half a degree separates us from catastrophe. This is from multiple sources. This graphic breaks it down and makes the case for immediate action. Again, referring to climate engineering in this article. And in regard to the temperatures we are at, also a lie that we are below 2 degrees C rise since the start of the Industrial Revolution. We are, based on frontline data from the ground, we are past 3.5 degrees C right now. And that fact being hidden by a coordinated effort from so many people in academia and agencies that care about their paychecks and pensions more than they do the survival of life on Earth. And that's the sad fact of the matter that I tried to address in the beginning of this program, those who do not want the truth. And we live in a population that largely, so far, also doesn't seem to want the truth. Continuing from this report, the difference between 1.5 degrees Celsius and 2 degrees Celsius may not seem like much, but when it comes to global warming, it could be monumental. Could, may, might. There we have those terms again. Graphics from the UK-based website Carbon Brief show just how drastic that difference might be. Could, may, might, again, if temperature increases hit 2 degrees Celsius by 2100, we'd see more heat waves, less fresh water in the Mediterranean, and fewer crop yields. Total disinformation. This report is total disinformation. We are past 2 degrees C right now. And by 2100, again, mathematically speaking, we will all be long gone, perhaps gone by about 70 years. Total disinformation. As far as heat waves, less fresh water, fewer crop yields, that's now, here, today, not somewhere off in the horizon. If you're pacified by a report by like this, then you're one of those I'm referring to that doesn't want to know the truth and is not willing to investigate. Please, please, face the truth. Help us to change direction. More headlines. Consider this new report from Think Progress and other sources. Dangerous climate tipping point is about a century ahead of schedule, warns scientists. Here's a report that's starting to get at the truth. What have I said at geoengineeringwatch.org for well over almost a decade on the website now, and much longer than that with other reports I issued before we decided to start the website? Much, much worse than anything we're being officially told. And now we have, finally, some admission from academia that we're about a century ahead of schedule. If this doesn't alarm you, then you're not paying attention. We're there now. But not to worry. The city of Los Angeles has found a cure. Here's the headline. Los Angeles painting city streets white in a bid to combat climate change. From this report, while each coating could last up to 7 years, could, may, might last 7 years, they're also pricey, with an estimated cost of $40,000 per mile. Think of the absurdity of this quote-unquote climate change mitigation. No knowledge of climate engineering, which is tearing the climate system apart on top of every other form of human damage. painting the streets white at $40,000 per mile. And that's for a small residential street, not a freeway. This is total human delusional insanity and absurdity. Just like the proposal from academia, if you can call it academia, simply paid liars at this point in so many cases, to put 10 million wind-powered water pumps in the Arctic to pump cold air from the seafloor to the surface to try to refreeze the Arctic, which would then allow warm water to reach the seabed, which would cause methane to release, which would migrate into the atmosphere and turn our planet into Venus faster than it already is. This is academia. And again, a population that's far too busy to pay attention to the fact that we are all about to hit the wall at full velocity. Don't believe me. But please pull your head from the sand and do some real investigation and stop listening to the power structure paid for so-called media stations of propaganda designed to polarize the population with the left-right conservative Republican false paradigm designed to divide the population and nothing more. Find real frontline news. We will sink or swim together. Half of the boat won't sink. The entire boat is sinking by the day. Moving on to more headlines of reality. Not doom and gloom, reality. Reality is reality. If you want to paint it into something else to give you an excuse to look the other way and run for cover, that's not going to help our collective situation. Moving on, this headline from multiple sources. Cities and communities in the U.S. losing 36 million trees per year. This is not off in the forest somewhere. This is in cities and communities. How many years ago did I raise the concern about the trees dying in the North State? Well over 10 years ago, I began to sound the alarm on this, and I got nothing but resistance from every direction, including agencies with scientists whom I know, USDA, Cal Fire, Forest Service, denying this. I'm not faulting everybody in those agencies, but I'm saying their quote-unquote experts, whose job it is to acknowledge this, did not do so and are now being forced to do so only because they can't hide it any longer. Globally, we've lost 3.4 trillion trees, 55% of the trees that were here at the start of civilization. That's a direct result of human activity. No trees, no people. Very simple, dying everywhere. And how many have denied this and still deny it or pretend that it's just a beetle or a bug, which is only a symptom of other factors? And so many of those roads lead right back to climate engineering, shredding the ozone layer, frying the trees with massive UV radiation on the surface now, not just extreme UVB, which is now exponentially higher than we're being told, but also UVC, the last band of UV radiation before X-ray, bioavailable toxic metals in the rain, poisoning the root systems, disruption of the hydrological cycle. So many roads lead back to climate engineering. In the case of forest fires and in the case of tree dry-off, the single greatest causal factor is absolutely, positively climate engineering. Moving on, consider this new report from Kansas.com. Record low and a record high in the same city one day apart. There are wild swings. This is from the report. There are wild swings in temperatures, and then there's what happened this week in Dodge City. A record that has stood for more than 100 years fell when the temperature early Monday of last week fell to 23 degrees. The temperature soared all the way into the 90s in a day in Kansas. From record low to record high in a day. Weather whiplash. I've tried to sound the alarm on over and over. The only thing cooling certain regions down is when there's enough moisture and enough climate engineering aircraft seeding that moisture with chemical ice nucleating elements that creates a cold, dense layer of air that settles to the surface and lowers the temperatures and creates frozen precipitation out of what should have been rain. That is the only way they are hiding the abrupt climate collapse that is already well underway, and not something that takes centuries or even decades. We are in free fall right now and very close to hitting the wall at full velocity. Can't hide this much longer. One more example of the extreme temperatures. Consider this, and our media doesn't report this sort of anomaly. In Alva, Oklahoma, the temperatures went from a morning low of 33 degrees to an all-time record high for the day of 101 in 10 hours. 33 degrees to 101 in 10 hours. If this doesn't alarm you, it should. We are on track for Venus syndrome. I brought this up over and over and over. I would be and will be surprised if we reach the end of this year without it becoming apparent to much more of the population that the former paradigm is over, that the planet is imploding, and this is the most critical, it's not that you wake up one morning and the planet stops supporting life at all overnight. That's not the scenario I'm referring to. But when it can't be hidden, when the severity of what's unfolding can no longer be hidden from the population, and the population is on the verge of panic, the power structure will play very big cards to try to retain their control. That's the fact of the matter. And the unfortunate part of the equation is only when we reach that point do we have any chance of waking up the population and waking up the military-industrial complex blind order followers, of which there are legions. And perhaps at that point, they will stop carrying out their orders that are pushing us all to certain near-term planetary omnicide. I've just had another contact and conversation with now a third retired U.S. Air Force general. Seems to be a very honorable man who wants to know the truth about this issue. I have sent him a very large amount of our most powerful informational materials, our 20-page fact and photo summary booklet, for a meeting that he is going to have with numerous other retired military officers and individuals from private defense contractor corporations to inform them of what they're participating in. And this is why reaching a critical mass of awareness matters so much. When we start reaching honorable men and women in the U.S. military who have been carrying out their orders without truly knowing or understanding what's being done, we must wake them up. We must have them on our side. We have no chance of prevailing against what's unfolding without having enough of the U.S. military on our side. They are our brothers and sisters. But that being said, the propensity of military personnel to blindly follow orders and pretend that they're doing something patriotic, something for the common good, something for freedom and democracy, that delusion must be shattered, or we have no chance. No chance. Moving on. Drought returns to huge swaths of the U.S., fueling fears of a thirsty future. Nearly a third of the continental United States was in drought as of April 10th, more than three times the coverage of a year ago. And the specter of drought-ridden summer has focused renewed urgency on state and local conservation efforts. Again, no mention of climate engineering, the single greatest drought-causing factor on the planet. Don't believe me. Look it up. Look up geoengineering causes drought. Do some real research. Find out what you're not being told by the paid media liars that surround us on every side. And some of those media liars are simply following their own ideology because they don't want to know the truth. That's the bottom line. Again, geoengineering operations, the single greatest drought-causing factor, period. The Weather Channel script-reading paid liars are doing all they can to hype up the snowfall records in, as I stated earlier in this broadcast, Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York. Very small areas that were intentionally subjected to massive climate engineering operations using patented chemical ice nucleation processes. Thus, they create the engineered winter headlines to distract, divide, and confuse populations as to the true state of unfolding climate collapse. The record snows in Boston, if we all remember, several years ago were engineered in the same way and used for the same psychological operations. Last week, the latest stunning example of these types of operations was Winter Storm Xanto. I covered this in a post last Monday. It's on geoengineeringwatch.org, and we captured the animations of a flow of moisture, incredibly anomalous, meteorologically unprecedented, a flow of moisture directly from south to north, directly from the Caribbean, tropical moisture that went straight north to the Great Lakes region and magically turned into a snowstorm when temperatures of that flow of moisture on the way were as high as 80 degrees. How does this happen? Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification to accomplish everything that I've already outlined in this broadcast. Please, please investigate. Moving on, this headline report is from multiple sources and should be no surprise, especially to those who understand the grave dangers posed by the climate engineering atmospheric particulate pollution, which is highly toxic. Here's the headline. More than 95% of world populations breathe dangerous air, major study finds. The poorest are the hardest hit, with many developing countries falling behind on cleaning up toxic air pollution. We're not cleaning it up. We're adding to it with climate engineering operations, and it is the developed countries doing this, and the fallout from those operations are not being reported. I'll tell you why in a moment. Bear with me. Tuesday's report reinforces an increasing volume of data in recent years that has shown how air pollution is increasing and causing deaths. More data has become available in the past decade from satellites and on-the-ground monitoring, while large-scale studies have revealed more of the health risks arising from breathing dirty air, which rarely kills people directly, but is now known to contribute to causes of death, an endless list of causes due to the toxic materials in the case of climate engineering, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, and other elements. Now consider this new headline from Northern California's so-called newspaper, The Record Searchlight, who, by the way, said in an email to me, and I repeated this before, their editor said, they will never cover climate engineering ever. That's what they said. We are trying to plan a stand-in at The Record Searchlight soon. I'll announce more details. Please, when we can put this together, please be there. Be there. If you care about the truth, if you care about what's happening in our skies and the risk it poses to all of us, please look for future updates and be there when we need you. Here's the headline. Reading area among the smoggiest in the nation. Really? What's the real bottom line with this report? Though aircraft traffic is acknowledged in the article, particulate matter pollution is denied. Why? Because the extremely harmful nanoparticulate fallout from the climate engineering operations are too small to be detected by air quality monitoring equipment. This is a fact. That's part of the plan. I'm making the following statement for the first time on the record. When geoengineeringwatch.org helped to organize a group of experts to present geoengineering data in front of the Shasta County Air Quality Board in 2014, a CEO from AECOM, the world's largest engineering and consulting firm, a personal friend of mine, Matthew Sutton, was scheduled to speak in front of the Shasta County Board. A week before the event, Mr. Sutton phoned me to let me know that he had been contacted by Shasta County Resource Management Director Rick Simon. I was told by Mr. Sutton that Shasta County's Rick Simon admitted he was aware of the geoengineering problem, but that the county was not about to address it. Further, I was told that Mr. Simon pointed out to Mr. Sutton that his firm, AECOM, had contracts with Shasta County that would be at risk if Mr. Sutton followed through with his scheduled presentation in front of the Shasta County Air Quality Board. Mr. Sutton canceled. I took his place at the event, and those who want to see a film of the event, go to the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, scroll down the center, and you will find a full video of that event. Very much worth watching if you have not seen it. Know this, the geoengineering operations will be exposed, along with all those who did everything they could to hide it. Wait and see. And about highly toxic air pollution, as if there was not enough already, consider the ramifications of this new headline report from the LA Times and other sources. Delivery delays of the KC-46 aerial tanker catch heat from the Air Force. I have this question. How many new massive jet tanker aircraft is the Air Force purchasing from Boeing? 179 of them. Almost $40 billion worth, officially. The Air Force already has a huge tanker fleet. Why do you imagine they're so desperate to add almost 200 more to their fleet? How many tankers does it take to fill the atmosphere with 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates? 20 million tons being the stated annual goal of atmospheric spraying saturation by the world's most recognized geoengineer, Dr. David Keith. And by the way, these tankers, in some cases, as with the KC-135, can carry 100 tons of payload, 100 tons. And there's so much metal is falling on us, it's actually changing soil pH values in the forest as much as 10 times toward alkaline. That's a tremendous amount of metal raining down through the air column, all of which we are breathing with every breath. It is making us sicker. It doesn't matter whether you believe this or not. It's happening. As abrupt climate collapse accelerates exponentially, the U.S. military is hell-bent on doing what it does best, doubling down on the climate engineering programs of total insanity and planetary omnicide. As I've tried to point out so many times, biosphere collapse and the quest for remaining natural resources will fuel the desperation of power structures around the globe. This process will also fuel the breakdown of societies and subsequent chaos. Consider this new headline report from ZeroHedge.com. The Southern Hemisphere is sliding towards its own Arab Spring. processes that are being fueled by covert operations coming from Western powers. Chaos is in their benefit. Nothing new. South and Central America are on the crash course for regional collapse and geopolitical disaster, which could drastically alter the political landscape of the Western Hemisphere and plunge the United States into direct dire crisis. Multiple countries throughout South and Central America are experiencing varying levels of turmoil, which are both exacerbating existing threats to their security and sovereignty, as well as creating new risks. If left unchecked, such issues combine to create serious regional security liabilities. Not if, but when, and being fomented and fueled from covert Western power structure operations. Now, back to biosphere collapse and the total betrayal of the science communities and the so-called environmental groups that claim to support them. March for Science 2018, passionate advocates push the cause for research across the globe. The March for Science in Sacramento recently took place. An environmental nonprofit group, Environmental Voices, was approved to set up an informational booth at the event by the March for Science Sacramento groups. This booth was for the purpose of shining the light on the critical issue of climate engineering. GeoengineeringWatch.org information materials were available for free at the booth, supplied by GeoengineeringWatch.org and Environmental Voices, which was manned by the head of Environmental Voices, Deborah Whitman, and activist Rose Taylor. What was the March member response to this critically important booth with climate engineering? Some of the March participants told the activists at the booth, quote, "You don't belong here. You're the antithesis of what we are representing," end quote. The Capitol Police were then called to try to eject the booth, but they were not successful in doing so. So consider this. The so-called environmentalists protesting because of the incredible lack of acknowledgement of science from the Trump administration then do exactly the same thing themselves. Willful blindness and denial, total hypocrisy toward the attempt by Environmental Voices and GeoengineeringWatch.org to sound the alarm on climate engineering. Total willful blindness and denial, total hypocrisy from so-called environmental groups that are claiming they're supporting science while they're ignoring the climate engineering elephant in the room. Listen to this statement taken directly from the March for Science Sacramento website. "Science protects the health of our communities, the safety of our families, the education of our children, the foundation of our economy and jobs, and the future we all want to live and present for coming generations. We speak up now because of all these values are currently at risk. When science is threatened, so is the society that scientists uphold and protect." Now, scientists are not upholding and protecting our society when they're denying dangers like vaccinations, fluoridated water, climate engineering, on and on and on. That's a betrayal. That's not protection. When will people who claim to be fighting for the truth stop behaving so hypocritically? With the exception of the very few groups like Environmental Voices, environmental groups across the board are doing everything they can to hide and deny the single greatest environmental threat of all, climate engineering. Now, continuing on the theme of willful blindness and total hypocrisy, as I've stated so many times and need to repeat again, as the biosphere collapse continues, the power structures will become incredibly desperate. The recent Syrian attacks are yet another example of state-sponsored terrorism by the United States of America. This is completely illegal, completely immoral behavior by our own government and the military-industrial complex which they control. Consider that the chemical weapons investigators and inspectors just got to Syria at the invite of the Syrian government, were not allowed to investigate because the U.S. and its so-called allies bombed. And Trump stating mission accomplished, just like Bush after Iraq, after the illegal invasion in Iraq. One must ask this: when will the citizens of the United States of amnesia clear the lens through which they view the world? We were lied to about the Gulf of Tonkin incident that was the pretext for war in Vietnam, which killed millions. We were lied to about the WMD in Iraq that didn't exist. We were lied to about 9/11. The official narrative of which could not be further from the truth. We have almost 3,000 architects and engineers trying to expose the truth, but how many Americans care? We were lied to about Libya. We were lied to about the reasons for the destabilization of Ukraine. We've been lied to about the reasons that Syria was destabilized and has recently been attacked. Most of what the American public believes about the bigger picture, most of the American public, is a lie. Consider what William Casey, CIA director from 1981 to 1987, stated on the record. We will know when our disinformation program is complete, when everything the American public believes is false. CIA Director William Casey, that's fact. That's history. That's reality. Now, back to the fabricated false flag attack that was used by the U.S. and its allies as a premise for an act of total aggression against a sovereign nation. Consider these headlines, which our media is not reporting. Syria's Assad invites chemical weapons watchdog to investigate. Syria says it has invited a mission from the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog to investigate a suspected poison attack near Damascus. Does that sound like the act of a government that just carried out that attack? Inviting? Encouraging investigation? Another headline from CBS News. Chemical Weapons Watchdog to send inspectors to Syria at the invite of the Syrian government. Again, not the actions of a government who just carried out that attack. Another headline from the Irish Times. Chemical weapons experts to investigate Syrian attack claims. International chemical weapons experts will go to Syria, this is before the U.S. bombed, to Douma to investigate the alleged poison attack, their organization said, invited by the Syrian government. Fourth headline, there are many. Syrian chemical attack, UN weapons inspectors to investigate site. Invited by the Syrian government, but before they could do their job, before these inspections could prove that the alleged attack was nothing more than a false flag, a fabricated false flag, the U.S. and its criminal allies in the military-industrial complex bombed, thus eliminating any potential at a peaceful process to find the truth, which is something that the U.S. military-industrial complex and its allies did not want. As the Skripal false flag event, the poisoning in UK, fell apart, they fabricated another one, and when that began to fall apart, they simply began to bomb. The alleged Syrian chemical attack was just another fabricated false flag event in what seems an endless chain of such events that are used to galvanize the U.S. population into blindly supporting the completely unrestrained aggression of the military-industrial complex in their quest for total control and resources. Now, in regard to the completely illegal, completely immoral, and completely insane unprovoked attacks on Syria, foreign news agencies have confirmed that the alleged victims of the attacks being seen in U.S. mainstream media propaganda films are alive and well and did not understand what was occurring when they were falsely told a chemical attack had happened and allowed themselves to be hosed off with water by the attack fabricators. Fabricated false flag chemical attacks are exactly the pretext for unbridled military aggression that's been used over and over. Again, a reminder of a very simple equation. Biosphere collapse, power structure desperation, and the quest for remaining resources. That's at the heart of the matter here. Consider with the recent attacks, something to keep in mind. Donald Trump owns stock in the Tomahawk missiles he used in Syria, Raytheon Corporation at the heart of that. Let's consider the fact that the illegal, unimaginably destructive climate engineering operations continue to be radically ramped up. What company is a major component of a climate engineering assault? Raytheon again. What a surprise. Though we must remember and consider that primary agendas behind the climate engineering operations are much, much larger and more dire than just profiteering. And speaking of profiteering, Al Gore, another hypocrite. Don't want to forget him. Al Gore, who owns stocks like Mr. Trump, but in Al Gore's case, in the very companies he claims to be fighting. In Mr. Trump's case, he's openly promoting the use of materials in corporations in which he owns stocks. All criminals, all of them, Trump, Obama, Clinton, Bushes, all of them criminals, all a part of the problem. And even though, as I state so many times, there is attacks against Trump from the media industrial complex, that doesn't mean any of them are not criminals. All of them are. All of them a part of the problem. All a part of the theater that's used to deceive and distract the U.S. population. Mr. Bolton, here's a headline from CNN and other sources. Bolton dealing to build an Arab military force in Syria. What's this about? Creating the same kind of chaos that we see happening in South America, another Arab Spring. John Bolton is a militant maniac that's now been put in a position of immense power thanks to the current administration, stacking the deck with billionaires and criminals. That's what's happening. That's not a draining of the swamp. That's a repopulation of the swamp to even higher levels. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. From Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Reagan cabinet official, we have this headline. Are we over the U.S.-UK fomented crisis in Syria? A very good report from Dr. Roberts that I would recommend many look at. I'm sorry I don't have time to cover that here today, but the bottom line is, reiterating everything I've just stated, the blatant, illegal, attack against a sovereign nation by a completely out-of-control military-industrial complex, while unfortunately the American population, the majority of whom are still going about their business of material acquisition, iPhones, and the latest distracting reality show. This equation must change immediately, or we have no chance of averting near-term global cataclysm on countless fronts. And by the way, for the record, what was one of the targets of the U.S. bombing in Syria? Here's a headline from multiple sources. Illegal U.S. bombing targets critical cancer drug production facility in Syria. Why? Why? We don't hear anything about this in the U.S. Nothing. How many U.S. citizens remember something I brought up on this broadcast in the past? The barbaric statement made by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright regarding the fact that U.S. sanctions against Iraq for essentials like medicine, like the cancer center that was just bombed in Syria, was responsible for the deaths of over 500,000 children. 500,000. How many even remember? When U.S. media fans the flames of illegal war by claiming that the United States of America won't stand by and allow children to be harmed, what an absolute lie of unimaginable proportion. We have vaccines, fluoridated water, toxic elements raining down to the air column sprayed by our own government that are absolutely wreaking havoc with the respiratory systems of especially children. Absolute lie of total hypocrisy that can only be carried out in a society that is willfully blind. The masses must be awakened. Let's consider the wider agenda, getting to the point of the matter of the U.S. and the Western military-industrial complex in Syria. Here's a new headline report from Information Clearinghouse and others. Listen closely. This is a major part of the puzzle. How the U.S. occupied the 30% of Syria containing most of its oil, water, and gas. There you have the bottom line. It's not about freedom and democracy. It's about resources that an increasingly desperate military-industrial complex will do anything to acquire in order to retain its power and stranglehold of hegemonic control until the last possible moment. This is a report from Information Clearinghouse I would recommend all read if they want to better understand what's really going on in Syria. It's not about freedom and democracy. Running out of time, a couple quick points I want to make. We should all deeply consider the next headline covered by many sources. Listen carefully. Nikki Haley, paid liar for the power structure. Chemical attack could happen in the U.S. if we're not smart, from Nikki Haley. This is a statement made by Mrs. Haley. She warned last Sunday. She stated a chemical attack could occur on American soil if we're not careful. Here's my reply to Mrs. Haley. The U.S. population has long since been under a toxic assault by our own government. Historical data proves that there were no less than 239 open-air biological tests conducted by our own government against our own citizens on our own soil as of 1977. How many more have occurred since? What's occurring day in and day out above our heads with the ongoing highly toxic climate engineering operations? Yes, Miss Haley, toxic attacks from our own government against our own citizens is business as usual. Every single individual that's part of the U.S. mainstream media disinformation machine should be, must be, considered an accomplice to the criminal deception of the U.S. population. On the subject of attacks against innocent civilians, here's a headline that certainly has not been mentioned by the U.S. mainstream media propaganda sources. Here's the headline. Israel mows down unarmed Gaza protesters for third week as U.S. blocks UN investigations. Yes, blocking legitimate searches for the truth. Our country, again and again and again. From this headline report, Israeli soldiers wounded more than 900 peaceful Palestinian protesters on the Gaza border for the third Friday in a row, while the Donald Trump administration prevents any action by the United Nations. For 3 weeks in a row, thousands of unarmed Palestinians have protested on the border of the illegally besieged Gaza Strip. And for 3 weeks in a row, Israel has used extreme violence to brutally crush these peaceful protests. But don't question Israel. That's not allowed, is it? The truth. That's all I want. The truth. And I want to march in this battle to find the truth with those with the courage to help search for it. That's what the world needs today. Not more denial. The majority of citizens in first world countries are going about their lives doing whatever they believe is best for their own personal interest, largely ignoring the bigger picture or the greater good. But such willful blindness to the wider horizon, to the greater good, will and is pushing us all over the edge of the abyss from which there will be no return. True, unshakable solace can only come from facing the full unspun truth head on and in committing to doing our parts for the greater good. In spite of the odds, we must wake the masses. Sharing credible data is key. Check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for more input on how you can help. Make your voice heard while you can. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org.